Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
Mike DeCourcy of the Sporting News is joining us now from Phoenix, where the solar eclipse comes earlier in the day because, you know, Pacific time. Are you prepared for the solar eclipse, or is that just a euphemism for what we're going to have tonight with two guys banging bodies who are over 7 feet tall?
Yes, I think that's what I'm preparing for over any eclipses. I don't think I will be in position to see any eclipses tonight. If I can sleep through that, I would probably do that.
Oh, that's sleep. That sounds like a great idea. I am told, though, that you're not allowed to look directly into the eclipse unless you're looking through, like, the bottom of a cereal box. They actually said that on TV. Like, if you don't have glasses, you could just poke holes in, like, paper or cardboard or something and look through it. I don't understand why that's better.
I think you're supposed to, like, look into, like, the reflection of the cardboard or the paper and not, like, look through the hole and then straight at the sun. I don't think that's what they mean.
I don't know what they're doing. By the way, I saw a photo shoot for the Big Ten Network. Why are you, Dan Revson and Andy Katz, or Dave Revson and Andy Katz, why are you guys all standing on boxes?
First of all, I don't know how those photos got out. I'm going to blame Katz. Something tells me it's his fault.
Probably.
But I think it was yesterday, to be fully confessional here, Revson and I stood on those boxes because they wanted the shot to be right, and Robbie Hummel is 6'8".
Okay.
But today it was because they wanted a particular element of the stadium in the background, so it enabled them to shoot that. So you could see, I don't know if it was the Final Four logo or the stadium logo or exactly what it was that they wanted in the shot. But that was the reason for the positioning today.
All right, let's get to some basketball with Mike DeCourcy of the Sporting News, and we'll stop talking about the solar eclipse and having three distinguished gentlemen standing on boxes for no reason. I thought it was there for them to take in the second half. I thought they defended Purdue incredibly well in the second half. If they had just made a couple of more shots and maybe applied some scoreboard pressure, which unfortunately they were never able to do in the second half, I thought that was a game State could have won. How did you see the second half especially?
Well, I think they had a chance. I think that what by Purdue's design happened was that the people taking the shots in question that you're speaking of primarily were not the players that NC State would have preferred.
Right.
They did a really nice job. You know, I honestly, in watching the game, especially because you're watching it at the level where our press seats are, it felt like DJ Horn had like 7 threes.
Right.
Because he was making jump shots. But then you look at the box score and then you're like, he's made 2.
Yeah.
And then you realize that Lance Jones has been running him off the three-point line all night and forcing him to take two-point shots. And DJ Horn did a great job with that. He made a bunch of them.
Yeah.
But they weren't worried about giving up 18-foot shots. They felt like, in the end, that they would prevail if that was the diet that NC State had to exist on. And in the end, the Purdue calculus was correct.
Oh, there's no question. State, here's the thing. State was not a team that was reliant on the three ball all year long. They won a game this year without making a three. I think they were, was it Syracuse or whatever it was? They were 0-for-8 from three-point range in a game that they won and won comfortably. So it wasn't a team that was completely reliant on it. But against Purdue, I mean, I understand why you want to do it because they're going to do it. And I
right.
thought it was interesting because I thought they did a pretty good job. I know Zach Edey had 20 points, but 14 of those came in the first half. I thought they did a very good job at limiting the damage. They just couldn't stop the three-point line. because Purdue shot 40% from there and 40% from two.
You know, it's funny. I've been doing this now for, this is my 34th Final Four, and I'm trying to remember off the top of my head, probably about five of those ballpark were in basketball arenas, NBA arenas, yeah. That type of thing. And the other 29 or so have been in stadiums. And what amazes me is that there are still people who believe it's harder to shoot in stadiums.
No.
If it were harder.
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. I was on your website, and I love the term financial termites because there are always things eating at your money that you can't see.
So you don't want financial termites. Termites in the financial world are risk, fees, unnecessary commissions. All the bad things that we see and we hear about on TV are happening many times inside your portfolio you don't see. So you need a financial exterminator? Well, for the next 10 of you who call, we'll put together for you your very own total retirement plan at no cost.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Then all NC State would have had to do was send five guys to guard Zach Edey and let Purdue shoot all day from the three-point line, and they'd never make any because it's harder and it's impossible and there's a bad background and all that. But the reality of it is that guys adjust. I always said back when it became a controversy, these guys grow up playing in playgrounds with no nets, and you're worried that they're not going to be able to shoot the ball into a glass backboard with a net in the stadium background.
It's played a game on an aircraft carrier.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, that was a little harder though because the wind started to blow and it's a little bit different. But what you saw was a Purdue team that has shot the basketball exceptionally well all year. Yeah. Number two in the country in three-point shooting. And they had a rough day against Tennessee. They made a big one. Lance Jones made a big one with 2.5 minutes left that kind of put the game in Purdue's pocket. But they were only 3 of 15 in that game. And so I understand why if you're playing in that game, your first priority is to shut down Edey. And they did do a good job with that. 20 points for Zach Edey, the game after he had scored 41, was a really nice defensive effort, especially when DJ, because of fouls and other things, was only able to be involved at a marginal level. I thought Middlebrooks did a tremendous job with his efforts defensively against Zach Edey.
Yeah, he did. And I thought by pressuring the perimeter that NC State did more of in the second half, I think they forced Edey a little bit further out to receive the ball, which at times made him put the ball on the floor. And as soon as he dribbled it once, State was swarming to the ball. They knocked the ball away a bunch. But ultimately what we're going to have tonight is the two best teams. And State would have had to have pulled off something maybe more miraculous than winning five games in 5 days in the ACC tournament to beat Purdue ultimately. But we're going to see the two best teams in the country. And Connecticut has a guy who can at least attempt to body Zach Edey. He's big. He's physical. He's a great player. How do you see this?
You know, I did not know this, but I was on Big Ten Today with Dave Revson, and he pointed out this is the first time in the history of the NCAA tournament. Do the math on how many games that is. The tournament's been going on for more than 90 years.
Right.
The first time two guys 7'2" or taller have met at any stage of the tournament. Just a staggering statistic. And the first time for 2 7-footers in the final since a couple of guys named Patrick Ewing and Hakeem Olajuwon.
Oh, wow.
So really a cool thing to have that. 2-1 seeds, the number one and number two teams in KenPom.com ratings. It's exactly what we would have asked for when this tournament began, and really exciting because of that. I certainly give the advantage to Connecticut because starting with their positional size, 6'7", 6'5", 6'4", on the perimeter at their three, at the point guard and the two wings, versus 5'11", 6'3", 6'4", and 6'2". I mean, it's a difference that Purdue has triumphed over that twice against Illinois, against positional size. But then that positional size doesn't include a legit center.
Right.
That's not what Illinois has. Also, it doesn't include a first-team All-American point guard. Illinois really doesn't have a point guard. So there are just advantages that UConn has that I think Purdue will have a difficult time overcoming. I don't know how Purdue designs the matchups defensively. Who guards Tristan Newton? Who guards right. Cam Spencer? If they put Lance Jones on Cam Spencer, that means that you're asking Braden Smith to guard a 6'5" point guard yeah. or a 6'7" wing who's an NBA lottery pick. That becomes a real problem for the Boilers.
Yeah, no, I agree. Connecticut, they're just made differently. And I thought going into the tournament, I thought Connecticut was at a level that nobody could reach. I thought Purdue was at a level that nobody not named Connecticut could reach. And then I thought that the next group of teams, whoever those were going to fight it out to see who ultimately lost to Connecticut and Purdue. And we found out eventually. I think it's cool that we have the two best teams in the country. I don't remember the last time. By the way, I don't think Olajuwon was 7 feet, but he was certainly amazing. Maybe he was 7 feet.
He was.
When was the last time we had the bona fide two best teams in the country meeting for the title?
I'm trying to remember. I know that Illinois-Carolina in 05 is okay. an example of that. I don't know if we've had it since. You could construe it if you wish. No, we had two number ones in 15, but we did not have the best team even in the title game because that was the year that Kentucky was undefeated and right. lost in the semi. So we didn't have it then. It's really rare. It does not happen often that we get to this stage of the tournament. We may have two teams that have become the best, like in 2012, Kansas in the final against that Kentucky team with Anthony Davis. Certainly Kansas was every bit of a great team and certainly sure. belonged on that floor, but entered the tournament as a number two seed.
Yep.
So we had great teams then, but we didn't have this where one of the things that I try to tell people when I talk about the brackets is that the first thing you want to do is pick the right champion. That's the most important ingredient in winning your bracket.
Okay.
It's not always indispensable, but it's really important because you get all the points they accumulate on the way, et cetera. And many people don't understand what makes an NCAA champion. A lot of people pick Houston on their brackets. You could look it up on ESPN or whatever, or Yahoo. A lot of people pick Houston. They have yeah. no chance to win this. Even if Jamal Shedd stays healthy, can't win it. They don't meet the criteria. You got to have NBA first-round guy. You got to be top 20 offense defense at KenPom. You got to have a rim protector. You've got to have wings that can slash and hit the lane and create things against defenses that are really well-studied. All of these things. And you have to have a point guard who knows how to play, who's a winner. It helps if he's a pro, but if he's not, he's got to be somebody who is definitely in command of his team. Over the last 25, 30, 40 years, depending on which of those criteria you're talking about, it's almost universal. I mean, you just don't get lucky in this thing. It's too hard. You got to be lucky, but you can't just be lucky. And what we have in these two teams are two that meet the criteria. They have all of that. And that's what makes it so fascinating to me that we got to the end of this and we have two teams that no one's going to say at the end, did they break the mold? They don't have to break the mold. They are the mold.
Right. Mike DeCourcy, before I let you go, I think you described more UConn than Purdue in that, but
yes,
I don't believe that Purdue has no chance here because Zach Edey could go completely off, just nuts. If he catches the ball close enough to the basket, I don't even Donovan Clingan is, I think, at his mercy. If Edey catches the ball close enough to the goal. But let me ask you real quick. You mentioned Kentucky. Your level of surprise that Cal has left to go to Arkansas, and was it really kind of over anyway in Lexington?
Well, I mean, think about it this way. Matt Painter will play for the biggest championship in the sport tonight.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
The last 3 years, they lost to North Texas, Fairleigh Dickinson, and St. Peter's.
Right.
A 14, a 15, and a 16. So that tells you what's possible if you maintain a steady feel about your program, if you remain rational about your program. And, okay, like, all right, this wasn't what we wanted, losing to St. Peter's. It wasn't what we wanted that Marquise Noel took it over against us in the second round last year and we had no answer. It wasn't what we wanted that we didn't know how to defend a curl against Oakland. But we have the right coach. He's continuing to get good players. We're going to get it right. That was not the prevailing attitude at Kentucky. The attitude at Kentucky is you have to be on that tightrope and you can't fall off. And that's really hard to do in college basketball now, Adam.
Uh-huh.
I mean, look at Carolina last year. Look at Kansas this year. Kansas couldn't put five good players on the floor for half of their games this year. Five good players they couldn't do. It's Kansas.
Right.
They won the whole thing 2 years ago when they had 12 good players. This year they couldn't find five. That's how hard it is now with the transfer portal, with recruiting as it is, with the decline in American basketball talent entering college. With all of that, it's harder than it's ever been. And to believe that you can have a program that never slips off that rope is a fantasy.
Well, you just described the fan base, Kentucky's fan base. Their standards are like Cal gave them an Elite Eight and a national championship like in the first 3 years. And they thought it was always going to be like that. Always.
Right.
And it's just never always going to be like that. I think Cal was also ready to go.
He was not ready to leave Kentucky.
You don't think
except
so?
Except for the fact. No, I mean, he became ready to go because they were packing his bags for him. But if there had been no bags, if they had taken the Purdue approach, the Purdue fan base approach to their circumstance over the last few years, he would still be there. There's no doubt. But when someone is in your yard, you know, basically saying get out, at a certain point you say, well, if I've got a chance to get out, I'm getting out. And he got the chance.
The call is coming from inside the house is what Mike DeCourcy is saying. Sporting News at TSN Mike. Hey, thank you very much. I will talk to you very soon.
You bet, Adam. Thank you.
You got it. Mike DeCourcy of the Sporting News is in Phoenix.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.